Fort Wayne, we are having light rain, 42 degrees, humidity 82%, wind out of the east-southeast is 15, and the pressure 29.89 and falling. You're listening to Little Red Barn program that comes to you every morning in the week with Bob Severs. This morning we've got Dugan Fry with the news, Earl Finkel, me, Jay Gould, over the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, Westinghouse, WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
At last report, there were some 7 precincts out of 225 in the county that had not been tallied yet, and with the results of those ones that were tallied, the city voters approved the leasing of City Light to Indiana and Michigan Electric Company by about 5-3. In the congressional race, incumbent Democratic Congressman J. Edward Rausch won easily and will be faced by Republican Walter Helmke, who won by a large margin over his 2 challengers. In the race for sheriff here in the county, the Democrats chose City Policeman Nick Palermo as their candidate, while the Republicans will go with County Officer Charles Bud Meeks as their candidate. In the other races, again in the unofficial returns, and we might say there were some mechanical malfunctions, and 7 precincts were not completed at the last report, but in the race for clerk of the Allen Circuit Court, that will pit Republican Robert Hansen against Democrat Carl Alter. It'll be Republican Phil Steigerwald against Democrat John Eubelauer for the auditor, Republican Irene Swihart against Democrat William Klug for recorder, and Republican Barton Blosser against Democrat Ray Lepper for assessor. At some of the other county races, again with the 218 precincts out of the 225 in, Dale Fisher had a lead over former fire chief Ed Lorraine and will apparently go to be the Republican candidate for the 2nd District County Commissioner in November. His opponent will be Vance Amstutz. For County Commissioner from the 3rd District, it'll be Jack Dunafin, who ousted incumbent Charles Wyrick, taking on Democrat Irvin Vandermeer. The county council races would shape up like this. In the 1st District, Republican William Motts opposing Democrat James Blanks Sr. In the 2nd, Republican Joseph Kaper holding a slim lead over Richard Keyes and will apparently go up against Lester Smith, who holds an equally slim lead over Louis Borger. In the 3rd District, Ed Rousseau would oppose Donald Balzer. And in the 4th District, Edward Nieder will take on Democrat Marvin Ryan. The 3 Republicans in the running for councilman at large will be Carl Sudoff, Gloria Geglein, and Richard Summers. Their Democratic opponents, John Burns Jr., Walter Lance, and Arthur Beckman. Turning over to the other races for the state legislative positions, the race for state representative from the 14th District is going to pit Republican incumbents Richard Warman, Elmer McDonald, along with James Sheeran, against Democrats Stephen Poinsett, Phyllis Krill, and Dennis Rorick. In the 15th District, Republicans John Sinks, Thomas Frichtenicht, and Richard Warden Sr. taking on Robert Rees, William Flanagan, and Orrin Collins. And perhaps the most exciting battle of the night, Bill Latz apparently overtook his opponent Cruz at the wire to win the Republican nomination for state senator from the 14th District. Cruz ran strong in his home county of DeKalb, but it did not look like he could offset the Latz advantage in Allen County. Latz holding a 150-vote margin with the 7 precincts still to report and would apparently be facing Democrat Woodrow Wilson in November. The race for state senate from the 15th District will pit Phil Oleson against Graham Richard. Now, again, these are all incomplete, but unofficial returns at this time. Both county chairmen reacted with favorable comments on the slates which will represent them. Speaking for the Democrats, Ivan Lebomoff had this to say.
By and large, I'm pleased with them. There have been no real surprises, and we had a good field of candidates in the primary, and so the party didn't take any official position, feeling that anyone who walked out of the primary would be satisfactory to the party.
While Orvis Beers, speaking for the GOP, said,
"We'll come out with a very strong ticket. We have a great interest, as you can see by looking around here tonight. I think the Republican Party in this area is in a pretty healthy position in spite of all that's said and all the problems."
In other election news, former astronaut John Glenn has scored an upset victory in capturing the Democratic senatorial nomination in Ohio. Glenn, who twice before lost his bid for the job, defeated Senator Howard Metzenbaum. In his campaign, Glenn sharply attacked federal tax difficulties Metzenbaum had encountered. Governor George Wallace's presidential hopes received a boost as he won the easy renomination to his 3rd term as Alabama's chief executive. His winning margin was the largest ever chalked up by an Alabama governor. For the first time, it showed strong support for Wallace among blacks. WOWO News Time is 6:04 in Ohio and Michigan. It's 7:04.
As a top volume dealer for Chrysler Plymouth, Poinsett Motors is given preferred treatment by the manufacturer. The only reason that's important to you is that it means you get more at Poinsett Motors. More to choose from at better prices during Poinsett Motors' Build-It-Yourself sale. While this sale is on, you can get a duster with nothing on it or everything on it. It's your choice, priced from $25.49 to $37.20. It amounts to building your duster from the ground up with only the features you want. Like this basic duster with electronic ignition for just $25.49. Or you can get a 1974 Valiant four-door sedan with air conditioning, automatic transmission, power steering, power disc brakes, vinyl roof, and radio for only $37.20. Just the amount of convenience you want, and in a compact car for additional fuel savings. Stop in at Poinsett Motors now and build it yourself with Duster or Fury. Poinsett Motors, your Chrysler Plymouth dealer with a plus.
You're graduating from high school or from college soon, but you don't know what you want to do. Why not consider a career in agricultural marketing with thousands of jobs opening up each year? For details, write the National Agricultural Marketing Association, care of WoWo Radio.
From the WoWo Weather Station, Earl Finkel says rain, fog, and thunder showers today, continuing tonight until late at night. Behind the lower 50s, the low tonight in the mid-40s, easterly winds to 30 miles an hour. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high near 60 and partly cloudy and warmer on Friday. This hour at the airport, we have a humidity reading of 82% with light rain and 42 degrees. And Earl Finkel will check that complete weather story live in 15 minutes on WoWo. This is Dugan Frye.
All right, Dugan, thank you. Friends, if you're planning a new building for your farm, home, or business, consider Burns Post Buildings of Macy, Indiana. Now, Burns offers broad experience in constructing post buildings throughout much of northern Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Their free professional planning services can custom design any type of building to fit your needs. Burns Post Buildings can serve for machinery storage, livestock shelters, warehousing, light manufacturing, retail stores, horse stables, and riding arenas. Burns can also provide many standard designs that answer most needs at an economical cost. A Burns sales representative can show you several completed buildings in your area, as well as pictures which display their variety and quality construction. Now, like most things, future construction costs are expected to be higher. So now is a good time to plan your new buildings. For more information on Burns Post Buildings, write WoWo or call their Fort Wayne number at 432-1406. In Michigan, call area code 616-483-9214. Or in Macy, Indiana, 382-2315. The best way to do it is just write Burns Post Buildings, WoWo Fort Wayne. Remember, Burns Post Buildings are a better buy. Now let's get back to music. Jay, you said I should have a happy one. I haven't heard this, but I imagine it's going to be happy. Rick Cunha called I'm a Yo-Yo Man.
Well, that'll be happy.
I'm a little town boy, never felt free. I was tied to my job, tied to my feet. Living like a chili bean in a can, went along one day. I'm a Yo-Yo Man. And he did what he pleased. He never had it hard and a living come easy. Mighty good words for a mighty young man. Gonna leave my home and my friends if I can. Be a yo-yo man. Playing around, putting on a show. Talking to the little kids like the yo-yo RC host. Sleeping at the Y. My home and I went out west, headed up north to see what you like best. Bright hot cities or your little dark town, the yo-yo man, he's gotta get around. Itching for a ride, ready traveling free, but all the city limits find some delight to travel the man's like a yo-yo time. Once you get to spinning, well, I just can't stop. I'm a yo-yo man. At the Y. Little yo-yo music. Yo-yo. feet. Walk in the dark, don't mean a thing. We've traveled the world in a long time gone. Ain't a yo-yo made with a string that long. It's a yo-yo round.
Rick Kuna and I'm a yo-yo man. 10 minutes after six out here at the rainy Little Red Barn this morning. Save you money on a comfortable, roomy, mid-sized car. Our economical six-cylinder Matador lists for $2,996, plus state and local taxes, destination charges, other options. And Matador is backed by the exclusive AMC Buyer Protection Plan. Come and
see the AMC Economy Experts now at Fort Wayne American on Coldwater Road.
You paid good money for your clothes. It makes sense to take care of them. So before you put away your wool or wool blend garments for summer storage, be sure to take advantage of Swiss Cleaner's free moth-proofing service. Now, it's guaranteed moth protection and is part of their regular high-quality cleaning process. It costs you nothing. And you can be sure that you'll have no costly reweaving bills for moth-damaged apparel. And while you're caring for your clothing, it might be just the right time to consider your home, too, like your draperies. Nobody can treat your draperies with more care or expertise than Swiss. They've built a reputation over the years that remains unmatched. Professionals provide takedown and rehang service, along with the finest quality drapery cleaning process available at the most reasonable prices. Whatever your dry cleaning needs, Swiss Cleaners, with six convenient Fort Wayne locations, stands ready and able to provide you with the best service in town.
All right, Jay, what's happening today?
Open house will be held at the nursery school, Lincolnshire Church of the Brethren on South Calhoun Street tonight, 6:30 to 8. A rummage sale, High and St. Mary's Streets at Fort Wayne, sponsored by Shiloh Chapter of the Eastern Star. Bishop Granger newspaper, Bishop Granger are having a newspaper drive through May the 11th. There's a big van at the school, or if you want to pick up, call 484-6116. A rummage sale at the Parsonage in Flint, Indiana, from 9 to 5 today. Also held this evening, 7 to 9. LaGrange County Chapter, American Red Cross, blood collection will be held at the Prairie Heights School from 10 to 4 today. Their quota is 120 pints, they told us. American War Mothers are selling carnations at the International Harvester today. And the last thing we have time for, ballet and jazz dance classes held at the Central YMCA, with the ballet class starting at 6 p.m. and jazz class starting at 7:30. Which one are you going to do, Severs?
Ballet dance class.
Ballet, not belly. Ballet. To help ensure yourself maximum soybean yields, you're careful about a lot of things. The seed bed has to be right. The best fertilizer and the herbicide has to be applied, and of course the seed that you believe will give you the best stand and production selected. But don't overlook one simple additional step, and that's treating the seed with double noctin before you plant. Double noctin gives you two essential ingredients in one convenient ready-to-use package. First, double noctin contains a top-quality fungicide that will improve the germination of the best seed. And double noctin combines a powerful nitrogen-fixing legume bacterial with the fungicide. With double noctin, you get maximum germination in nitrogen fixation. Double noctin is ready to go to work with one easy planter box application. So, before you plant your soybeans, pick up some double noctin. It's from Kalo Laboratories, the people who are at the root of top soybean yields.
Now it's time for our song of inspiration. Time, it's 14 and a half minutes after 6 out here at the Little Red Barn. It's a rainy morning this morning. And our song this morning by the Weatherford Quartet singing Teach Me, Lord, is for the 51st wedding anniversary of Mr. and Mrs. John Conahan of Wayndale. Certainly our congratulations to them. Weatherford Quartet singing for the Conahans this morning. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Stand by now for Earl Finkel.
Sears Bargain Carnival, a festival of savings going on now. Save on dresses, shoes, washers and dryers, paint, then fabric and more. Great buys throughout the store at Sears in Fort Wayne. Sears Bargain Carnival. Hurry. Save on women's and children's washable fabric Oxfords. Cotton duck uppers, skid-resistant thermoplastic soles, and assorted colors. Now three pairs for just $7 at Sears. Now, during Sears Bargain Carnival, your fashion dollar buys more. More style, more selection, more value. The latest looks and dresses, shirt waist, A-line, shifts, low torso, pleated styles and step-ins at Sears low prices, just $7.99. Easy care fabrics, pretty prints, and summery solids, just $7.99. In misses and women's sizes at Sears in Fort Wayne now.
Now we all know that Iomabin soybean herbicides is in short supply in many areas. But things are looking up. Amchem has already increased production substantially and is working hard to ease the situation. because growers have depended on Ambevin for years and aren't about to change. Matt in Atlanta, south of Kokomo, had a few comments about his experience with Ambevin. He says that it not only controls all the broadleaf weeds it's supposed to, but does a decent job in grasses, too. And nothing looks better than a clean field. It really was a tough last year's season for him. He had great weed control all the way up to August, then he got a flood's worth of rain in one day, a 10-incher, that almost completely drowned out or washed out some of his beans. Everything must have washed away, and the weeds jumped in then. He had some real problems, but it wasn't Ambevin's fault. Anyway, he sprayed his Butorac 175 and knocked him back. That's what this man said. He's had good luck with Ambevin and Butorac in the past, and he says he'll continue in the future to give the old 1-2 to tough broadleaves and grasses and soybeans.
Brought to you by Allen Dairy, serving you with a complete line of fine quality milk and dairy products.
Fresh as the morning dew, direct from local farm to you, at your door or favorite store, I will get you more.
Whether you're a Weight Watcher or one who enjoys a fresh, flavorful solid at mealtime or snack time, here's a treat you shouldn't miss. Delicious Nautica cottage cheese from Allen Dairy. Nautica cottage cheese is always fresh and full of flavor. Its tender, tasty curd is packed with protein but low in calories. Enjoy Nautica cottage cheese plain or topped with your favorite fruit. Either way, you'll love Nautica's taste-tempting flavor. Try Nautica cottage cheese today. Available in a dairy case at your favorite store or delivered fresh daily to your door.
Fresh as the morning dew, direct from local
farm
to you from Allen Dairy.
Well, it seems everywhere I go, whether I go to the grocery store or to buy clothes or buy gasoline or call Finkel, I just get soaked.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Good joke, though. Like that in the morning. Soaked is the word for it. The rain is falling in copious quantities, like the guy said. There's a low-pressure area now moving very slowly into the west-central part of Illinois, just west of the capital there at Springfield. Continues to move east at about 15 to 20 miles an hour. Rainfall amounts around Chicago now, they've had in excess of an inch of rain since it started at 6 last night. And we'll be about that same kind of total here before we get out of the rain late tonight. In addition, that pesky northeast wind right out of the Canadian high pressure area is doing nothing to help the temperature recover. So it is a wet, windy, cold, miserable day. I could read either the seed catalog if you already didn't buy them or the Christmas catalog, but that's too early. Maybe just a good day to loaf around like Jay's going to do, just hop in the sack.
I'll tell you one thing, Earl, last night I sure saw the corn planters out in the fields.
Right, they were working lickety-split. Well, if the guys were working, that must have been down around Hartford City, because that's the place they really hustle the corn in there at night.
That's where it was.
Night operators, that's what they are down there. Well, flying today is going to be nothing for the inexperienced pilot. You want all the instruments you can, and there's a slug of ice up in the clouds above 5,000 or 6,000 feet, so you all be careful. Forecast for the day, miserable. Rain, thunderstorms, fog, right on through the day. Chance for some heavy rain amounts of an inch or more. Unreasonably cold, with temperatures only struggling up to around 50 or 51 degrees, and an east wind 20 to 30 putting it showing you old bones, Jay. Tonight, rain, fog, thunderstorms, they'll be ending late, low temperatures mid-40s. East to northeast winds 15 to 25, and tomorrow a sunny day and warmer, at least on the thermometer. 60 degrees with that gusty northeast wind, and I'm sorry to say Friday, while we warm up toward the 70 mark, more showers and thunderstorms are coming this way. 23 degrees at Marquette, 23 at Pelston, snow at Wausau, Wisconsin. This is spring or summer?
Well, I don't know, Earl.
What do you think, Jay?
Well, the corn's going to sprout. It'll be all right.
Yeah, all we got to do is put it up
here. We'll get along.
Earl, I'll see you an hour from now.
Yeah, and I'll see you at noon. Bye.
Yeah, hustle in there.
Goodbye. Our highest yesterday in Fort Wayne was 56. Our lowest was 29. Just a trace of precipitation up till midnight. Degree days, 22.
We're having light rain and 42 degrees in Fort Wayne. The humidity, 82%, wind out of the east-southeast, 17. with gusts up to 25 miles an hour, and the pressure 29.85 and falling. Earthquake weather has been approved by the American Meteorological Society. It is updated 12 times each weekday on WoWo. This report has been brought to you by Alan Derry, now featuring delicious Nordica cottage cheese.
All right, now, Jay, at 6:25, back to you.
This morning, our guest here at the Lulette Barn is Eugene Eckroad, County Extension agent from Huntington County. We also have a shift in credit policies. Eugene, do you want to say a word about that while we're talking about some of the farm problems?
You know, Jay, the thing that's bothered me for years is that our fertilizer company, our chemical companies, our implement dealers, our elevators have been carrying financial burden of some of farmers and extending them credit for several months. And I've always said that they're not in the lending business. The banks and PCAs and loan companies and things like this are the ones in the lending business. So I think we're seeing a shift this year because the supplier to these dealers are forcing these dealers to pay, say, like on a 30-day basis, or some of them are even forcing them to pay cash on delivery. So therefore, these dealers are having to pay 10-11% interest on what they borrow. So therefore, they're saying to the farmer, hey, we got to have either cash or some, most of them are giving them 30 days to pay for their product, which this way, if the farmer can't pay for it, then he's going to have to go to the bank and do the business with his friendly banker. And I think this is what we've needed in agriculture for a long time, is shifting the credit from the dealer to are people that are in the know on lending money.
I'm sure that that is a good suggestion, and it's one of the reasons why you shouldn't be angry at your supplier if he can't carry you. He just can't help it. And by the way, he's just as much trouble as you, Mr. Farmer, are.
Well, sure. I was talking to a grain dealer last summer, and he was talking about how long it was from time he sold, put his grain on a truck or a train car until he got his money. And it was quite a long time because from time it got left his plant until his check got back, it wasn't the terminal was slow in paying. It just took it that long to get processed and everything. So they have a tremendous credit load themselves they have to carry because they have a lot of grain and fertilizer and things like this in storage. It's too many dealers have been given a black eye because they would not finance or something like this a farmer's purchase, and I don't think they should be expected to.
Yeah, well, it just makes a guy mad. You got to get mad at somebody.
Well, I guess that's right.
And Nixon's so busy, you can't...
You can't blame him, can
you? How do you want to wind this thing up? We've just about a minute.
We've got about a minute. Well, let's just kind of summarize this thing that the Fed had been saying. It looks like that the fertilizer supply is kind of low. I guess you might say it's rather tight, the supply and demand balance for the spring season. A combination of the quality rationing and price rationing and reduced demand must combine to equalize the demand for the available supply of our fertilizer. And I think you can also say chemicals and equipment and things like this. And a combination of higher grain prices and excellent nitrogen response from grain crops have kept upward pressure on the nitrogen fertilizer prices. And we've had reports up to $400 a ton on some of this nitrogen. And some of them just might get sold at that price. And it's not because the dealer is price gouging the farmer. It's just because a lot of this is being imported from other countries, and that's what's costing to get it here. And so I think most of our dealers are doing a good job of holding the price down to what they have to pay for it and make a living.
Well, one thing we're pretty sure of, we're not going to be getting $4 for our corn and not getting $12 for our soybeans, and we're going to have to match our costs accordingly.
I agree with you.
I don't think I have ever known the time when we were gambling so deeply as we are this year.
That $12 bean price a year ago really set a bad example, and too many people are waiting for that, and I think it's long gone.
Yep. Well, There we are, Eugene Eckroat, County Extension Agent from Huntington County, has been our guest this morning. But again, our minutes have gone. We have to turn it back to my sidekick.
Feel tough. Like you got up one morning, checked your soybeans, and found your herbicide didn't control velvet leaf or buttonweed. You feel rotten. It's so embarrassing to see velvet leaf coming through. We'll feel bad no more. If you got velvet leaf, use Stauffer's Vernam herbicide. It gets velvet leaf and nutgrass, foxtail, annual morning glory, and a lot of other weeds, too. Vernam lets your soybeans grow bigger yields in cleaner fields. Vernam for velvet leaf. That's all you need to remember. Vernam for velvet leaf. See your Stauffer supplier for Vernam. Always follow label directions carefully. Just think, you won't have to wake up one morning and find velvet leaf making you feel awful bad.
Don't try it, Jay.
You're listening to the Red Barn program. It comes every morning in the week with Bob Sievers, Earl Finkel, Dugan Fry, and me, Jay Gould, over the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, Westinghouse WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
The primary election returns now basically complete with the exception of 7 precincts of the 225 reported in. There were some mechanical problems with machines in some of those areas, but the results shape up this way, again with the 7 missing, and these are unofficial. The city voters, however, did approve the leasing of City Light to Indiana and Michigan Electric Company by about a 5-3 margin last night. And as far as a reaction to that, Mayor Ivan Levimoff responded to the voter approval of the lease this way.
I feel good about it. I think it's good that so many people participated in this issue and helped us make up our minds and help us do the right thing for the city.
In the congressional race, incumbent Democrat Congressman J. Edward Rausch won easily and will be faced by Republican Walter Helmke, who won by a large margin over his two challengers. In the race for sheriff here in the county, the Democrats chose City Policeman Nick Palermo as their candidate, while the Republicans will go with County Officer Charles Bud Meeks as their candidate. Now, in the other races, and again in the unofficial returns, for prosecuting attorney, it will be for the Democrats John Fleck, opposed by Arnold Doomling for the Republicans. State Senator 14th District for the Democrats Woodrow Wilson, and in a very close race, William Latz leading over Dennis Cruz at that last report. State Senator 15th District, Graham Richard for the Democrats, going against Phil Olufsen for the Republicans. State Representative 14th District for the Democrats, the apparent winners Phyllis Krill, Stephen Poinsett, and Dennis Rorick, and for the Republicans, Elmer McDonald, James Sharon, and Richard Warman. State Representative 15th District, the Democrats represented by Orrin Collins, William Flanagan, and Robert Reese, and they'll be opposed by the Republicans Thomas Frichtenick, John Sinks, and Richard Warden Sr. County Clerk, it'll be for the Democrats Carl Alder, opposed by Republican Robert Hansen. In the County Auditor's race this fall, it'll be for the Democrats Joan Ebelauer, and for the Republicans, Phil Steigerwald. For County Recorder, Democrats will send William Klug against Irene Swihart for the Republicans. County Assessor, Republican Barton Blosser, will be opposing Democrat Raymond Lepper. For County Commissioner, 2nd District, it'll be Republican Dale Fisher going against Vance Amstutz. Again, these are, as far as the unofficial returns are concerned this morning. The County Commissioner, 3rd District, for the Republicans, Jack Donovan, who ousted incumbent Charles Wyrick, against, for the Democrats, Erwin Bandemer. County Council, 1st District, representing the Republicans there will be William Motz, and representing the Democrats, James Blanks, Sr. For County Council, 2nd District, representing the Republican side, Joseph Kipfer, and representing the Democrats in a very close race, Lester Smith. County Council, 3rd District, Ed Rousseau for the Republicans, and opposing on the Democratic side, Donald Balser. County Council, 4th District, for the Republicans, Edwin Nieder, against the Democrats, Marvin Ryan. And County Council at Large, for the Republicans, Gloria Gegelein, Carl Sudoff Jr., and Richard Summers, and for the Democrats, Walter Beckman, John Burns Jr., and Arthur W. Lance. Again, these, the unofficial returns with all but 7 of the precincts reporting in. In other election news, the first man to ride a rocket into space 10 years ago, John Glenn, defeated the incumbent senator in the Ohio Democratic primary, despite Howard Metzenbaum's backing from the regular party organization and from organized labor. The 52-year-old Glenn threw open his tax and financial records and then attacked the millionaire senator's income tax problems. Alabama Governor George Wallace had another primary win, this time for renomination to an unprecedented third term. For the first time, Wallace won the apparent backing of blacks. In other news this morning, San Francisco Mayor Joseph Alioto confirms that members of the Symbionese Liberation Army apparently were watching here his daughter and her two children. Alioto said a published report she even spoke to one of them was true. The SLA kidnapped Randolph Hearst's daughter some 2 months ago. And two overnight armed robberies remain under investigation by Fort Wayne police. The first occurred at the Scott's supermarket in the 1300 block of East State, where two men walked into the store and pulled that heist. Then later in the evening, a lone gunman held up two clerks at the Taco Bell location in the 5400 block of South Anthony. The loss is undetermined in both of those robberies, and they both remain under investigation. Well, when news time is 6:35 in Ohio and Michigan at 7:35.
The hybrid from DeKalb, they yield great. At DeKalb, we breed them strong to stand up straight. Depend on DeKalb, depend on DeKalb.
Clifford Ryman of Napoleon, Ohio, says his best-producing corn last year was DeKalb brand XL43. It made 165 and 58 hundredths bushels per acre. At Findlay, Gary Inbody had XL43 that made 169 and 41 hundredths bushels per acre. Both DeKalb 200 bushel club yields were weighed from measured acres, calculated as number two corn, and witnessed by a third party. For standability, good test weight, and yield, plant XL43. Get it from your DeKalb dealer.
We're breeding the best for fighting off stress. Depend on DeKalb. Depend on DeKalb.
This is WoWo's Ron Gregory with an emergency telephone number which should be listed right alongside your emergency listings for police, fire, and medical emergencies. 423-9574 for the Rape Crisis Center.
From the WoWo Weather Station, Rofinkel says rain, fog, and thundershowers today, continuing tonight until late at night. The high in the lower 50s, the low tonight in the mid-40s. Easterly winds to 30 miles an hour, sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high near 60, and partly cloudy and warmer on Friday. In Fort Wayne at this hour at the airport, the humidity is 82%, 42 degrees. This is Dugan Fry, right back out to the Red Barn.
All right, Dugan. By the way, our pace car puzzle clue number 3 today, 2 units of the WoWo pace car puzzle, our letters. We'll have another call just an hour from now. You know, there's got to be a catch. Nobody can give away $50 worth of groceries without it costing you something. But your 5 Fort Wayne A&P WEO stores are doing just that. That's right. $50 worth of groceries free, and all you have to do is register. Stop at any one of your 5 Fort Wayne A&P WEO stores and register for the great grocery giveaway. Now, there's no purchase necessary. Winners will be notified by mail, and there'll be one winner for every store each week. So shop your Fort Wayne A&P WEO stores today for great values and the great grocery giveaway going on now at A&P WEO stores.
Redwood & Ross thinks economizing sometimes means spending a little more instead of spending a little less. Sure, the price of clothing, like everything else, is up, and people are looking for ways to cut down on their clothing budget. But rather than spending money on bargains, Redwood & Ross believes they should truly economize with clothing of lasting value. Suits and sport coats of fine fabrics, carefully tailored so they won't soon lose their shape or comfort, and tastefully styled so they won't soon lose their contemporary fashion, and can be enjoyed just as much next year as this year. The price of this economy is more affordable than many people realize. Redwood & Ross sport coats start at $65 and suits at $85. Think about it. Isn't it wiser to spend a little more once than a little less twice? For value with old-fashioned service, Redwood & Ross is at Southtown Mall in Glenbrook Center, Fort Wayne.
WoWo Pace Car Puzzle time exactly 21 before 7.
MFA Insurance presents the Johnny Cash Show. For all your insurance needs, look to the shield. MFA Insurance, the shield of shelter. And now, here's Johnny Cash.
A newcomer to a San Diego suburb was making her first stop on her first day as a driver of a school carpool. Her neighbor led her two children out to the car, and when the children got inside, the driver said, "All right, kids, put your fingers in your ears." Well, the children and their mother stared at her and said, "Is your car all that noisy?" "No," said the driver, "but that way I'll know where your fingers are when your mother slams the door." Well, whether you're from San Diego, Fort Lauderdale, New Mexico, or Boston, there are places and things that hold special interest for you. There are many places I've been and want to go back to. I've sung many songs about interesting places and things. Here's one I wrote about the river, "You Wild Colorado." "Oh, you wild, raging river, like my woman's lips, you lure me. Pied Piper of the desert, roll on to the sea. You're the same at noon or midnight, and I'd follow where you go. But you're planning no returning, you wild Colorado. If I had no love of life, I'd become part of your flow. But I fear the place you'd take me, you wild Colorado. Oh, you wild, raging river, from the fountains of the mountains, you ripple down the valleys, growing wide and swift and deep. With what power you cut your canyons. How long ago, you're as wayward as my woman, you wild Colorado. If I had no love of life, I'd become part of your flow. But I fear the place you'd take me, you wild Colorado. I'll be back with something my grandpa said right after this word from MFA Insurance.
An MFA Insurance agent can add it up for you, all of it. The money to repair or replace your home and your family's belongings. The money you'd need if you were found at fault in a lawsuit arising from an auto accident. The money to pay the bills and mortgage if you were sick or injured and unable to work. The money your family would need over the next several years if you weren't around. It adds up to a lot of money. A lot of reasons for having all the insurance protection you need. Nothing more, nothing less. Call an MFA insurance agent. You'll get exactly what you need. For your life, health, home, car, and all your family's insurance needs, look to the shield.
Look to the shield. MFA insurance is the shield of shelter.
My grandpa said, if a man does not know what port he's steering for, no wind is favorable to him. Till next time, may the Lord hold you in his hand.
MFA Insurance has presented the Johnny Cash Show. For all your insurance needs, look to the shield. MFA Insurance, the shield of shelter.
No energy.
No energy, huh?
That's right. You suppose I could get some energy here at Local Finance?
I don't think I understand.
Well, Mommy and Daddy said that Local Finance sure is helping them during the energy crisis. So I came here for energy.
I think that what your parents meant, son, is that with the shortages of fuel and jobs and things, times are a little rough. And Local Finance is helping them consolidate their bills and giving them helpful advice on budget planning.
Oh, you wouldn't happen to have a candy bar, would you?
What for?
For my energy crisis.
Whether your energy problems are large or small, remember, Local Finance can help. We're we're good neighbors to know. An affiliate of the American Fletcher Corporation.
WoWo time is 15 and a half minutes now before 7 o'clock at the markets with Jay Gould. Brought to you by Elanco Products Company, makers of Thailand and other fine products for hog producers. And it looks, Jay, like I've been delegated to go out through the rain this morning. It's raining out there.
Yeah, it won't. It won't do you a bit of damage.
But I just got my new red suit from the cleaners. That red coat, you know.
The supply situation very noticeably was a price-determining factor in the Midwest hog trade yesterday. See, he was in his red coat. Slaughter steers were steady to 50 cents lower, instances a dollar lower in South St. Paul on the heavier weights. Heifers were steady to 25 cents lower. Choice steers, 39 to 42. The 12 to 100 to 1,300 pound ones, 37 to 40. No, 37 to 40, 50. Some choice to prime heifers got 38 and a half to 41 and a quarter, mostly 39 to 40, 50. Cows were steady to 50 cents lower. No, they weren't. They were steady to 50 cents higher. Well, that's the 14th mistake so far in this last half minute.
Yeah, check, check, check,
the
check,
children
check.
Commercial, cows, 26 to 31, 50. Feeder cattle, over 500 pounds, were 50 to a dollar lower, and some over 700 pounds, $2 lower. Pitting in barrels and gilts, the terminal markets were very uneven. The eastern markets are steady to 50 to a dollar higher, and the western terminal is 50 to a dollar higher, influenced by liberal marketings. Sales in the direct trading area in Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois were a dollar higher. In the eastern terminals, best weights and grades 30 to 31 and a quarter, most of them 27.75 to 31, and at the western terminals, 28.75 to 29.50. In direct trade in Ohio, 29 to 30, and in Indiana, 28.5 to 29.50. Demand for slaughter lambs at the terminal centers was broad, and the price is $22 higher. Choice prime spring lambs, 44 to 45.75, and some choice prime old crop lambs, 43 to 45. If you've spent a few years raising hogs, you've seen a lot of changes. And here's one change for the better. More and more producers are making today. They're switching to rations containing Thailand premix. And they're saving feed, not just a little feed, but tons of it. In fact, Thailand can save about a ton and a half of feed on every 100 hog you market. Research trials on hog farms proved it over and over again. Hogs receiving Thailand from start to finish converted feed more efficiently. They gained faster. They got to market sooner. Actually averaged a ton and a half of feed per 100 hogs when the hogs were compared with other additives. And you quickly figure what that can mean to you. So visit your feed supplier and make the change that can bring you tons of saving. Get Thailand in your hog rations all the way to market. Wholesale egg offerings in New York were plentiful on large and mediums, and the demand was slow to fare, with the fancy large whites bringing only 41 to 44 and the mediums 33 to 36. On the Chicago Board of Trade, a late rally improved most farm commodity futures until the last 30 minutes of the session. Prices in the wheat, corn, and oat pits had been 3 to 6 cents a bushel lower. As the new buying came in, most professional shorts were forced to cover positions. Wheat prices were higher, and early losses were trimmed in corn and oats. There was no particular outside influence on the prices, but some trade sources said privately that export business had been negotiated but had not yet been announced. The unconfirmed export report carried enough weight for a new buying move in the wheat pit and lifted the prices sharply higher. At the close, Chicago wheat was 8 cents a bushel higher, with the May option 349. Corn was unchanged, was 1¼ lower, May 251. Oats unchanged to 3¾ lower, May $1.16½, and soybeans were up 7½ cents, with the May contract 530½. The closing cash grain in Chicago, brought to us by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith, report wheat down, up 7 cents at 348½, corn down 3/4, 254¾, oats up 3½, $1.36½, and soybeans up 7¾ at 528¼. The New York stock market dragged itself back and forth yesterday in another slow-motion session,
The market closed mixed as the stocks pulled back from early gains. Dow Jones average of 30 industrials closed up 2.27 at 847.15.
The markets with Jay Gould have been brought to you by Elanco Products Company, makers of Thailand and other fine products for hog producers. Now at 7:10, here's our report from the Andersons at Maumee, Ohio.
This is Larry Adams for the Andersons at Maumee with the closing cash grain prices of May 6th. Wheat closed down 31 cents, corn down 15 and a quarter, and soybeans down 14 cents per bushel. The falling of the Andersons bid prices add up to 2 cents per bushel. Mileage premium on all grains and 8 cents co-op credit to everything but ear corn. Ear corn base price, $2.42. Ear corn premium, 15 cents. Net spot price for ear corn, $2.57. Wheat, $2.97. Shelled corn delivered to the Maumee terminal, $2.34. Shelled corn delivered to the river terminal, $2.36. Oats, $1.30. Soybeans delivered to the Maumee terminal, $5.09. Soybeans delivered to the river terminal, $5.10. The falling of the Andersons new crop bid prices. Wheat for July shipment, $2.97. Corn for October-November shipment, $1.99 and a quarter. Soybeans for September-October shipment, $4.73 and a quarter. The Andersons hours to receive grain, Maumee terminal, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Be sure to listen to the Andersons evening market reports Monday through Friday between 7 and 7:30 here on WOLF.
In a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana, let me lay my back on a stack of new mown hay. In the barnyard where the barnyard folk are bally, let me dilly-dally all the live long day.
You're listening to Little Red Barn program that comes every morning in the week with Bob Sievers and me, Jay Gould, over the big 50,000-watt voice for the big business of farming, Westinghouse WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The finger forecast called for rain, fog, and thunder showers throughout today, with a chance of heavy rainfall amounts, unseasonably cool, with highs only in the lower 50s and east winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, which is going to make it even feel cooler. Tonight, rain, well, a 30% chance of it yet, with fog and thunder showers ending late. Lows in the mid-40s, east to northeast winds, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, with highs near 60 degrees, and northeast winds to 25, and Friday's outlook partly cloudy and warmer, in the 70s, with a chance for morning and nighttime thunder showers. In Fort Wayne, we are presently having light rain and 42 degrees, our humidity 82%, wind out of the east-southeast at 17 with gusts to 25, and the pressure 29.85 and falling.
WOLF reminds you Operation Clean Sweep gets underway today in Area 1, located north of State Street and west of Clinton. This special pickup is for trash and litter, not garbage. Now at 7:07, here's the new one by Loretta Lynn. They don't make them like my daddy anymore.
Much more than a baby, I thought he was a fact. The way my daddy carried me around, they say I learned to walk while holding on to just one finger on the hand of a man that stands 6'3". Not old enough to understand the meaning of depression. A man that worked for what he got. Keep the wolf back from the door, and it only
That's Loretta Lynn. They don't make them like my daddy
anymore. Save that for Dad's Day, Bob.
All right, I'll tell Sam about it. Well, he's came through the door. Morning, Sam.
How to do, fellas?
All right.
I'm trying to get my car into Tough Coat to be rust-proof before it's too late.
Yeah, I can hear the rust eating away inside. But isn't it already too late? This car's 4 years old.
Yes, but Tough Coat Dynol has the only rust-proofing system in the world. It's so effective, they'll even rust-proof and guarantee used cars as well as new.
How can Tough Coat do that?
They have their ways, but I have to get there before the rust eats through.
Uh-oh. Well, you phone 483-0324 Tough Coat at 4525 North Wells Extended, just one block east of the Panel Mart in the Auto Trim Building. Just as effective on used cars as new cars. Tough Coat.
Hi, Art.
Hello,
Bob. On your tractor, huh?
I got to save fuel, Bob. Lots of corn land to plow.
Yeah, well, I'll save lots of fuel. Do three jobs in one trip over the field.
Huh?
Yeah, disc in weed control and nitrogen before planting.
Stop all the major weeds?
Sure. Using the new corn herbicide from Stauffer, Sutan Plus.
Sutan
Plus? Yeah, with atrazine and liquid nitrogen, weed and feed. Always follow label directions carefully, of course. Sure weed control, rain or shine.
Hmm. Not your spray kit on your disc yet?
Yeah. Come on, see my new rig.
Sutan Plus and atrazine, weed and feed, and save fuel, too.
Car?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Let's go. You gonna show me how you make your corn grow, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, what a happy feeling. You and Stauffer making good things grow.
Well, as though we didn't have enough trouble as it is, farmers in the United States are just about reaching the end of their rope. Twine shortage looks almost a sure thing for 74 haying season. And, of course, we just haven't got any baling wire. About 90% of our crop is baled, and usually using twine. The synthetics may be able to substitute for some of the natural fiber twine, but a trend to harvesting techniques that don't require tying, like making haylage, cubing, loose hay, stacking and rolling, may lower the demand, but we don't think it's going to do it enough so that we'll have a serious twine shortage. The reason for it, according to any information I can get, is that we've had the sisal production, which they make twine out of, a real setback in that East African drought that they've had. For a growing world demand also for the natural cordage fibers. Other major producers, Mexico and Brazil chiefly, increased their output, but not enough to do the job for us. The other basic twine material is henequen, and in 1973, they had 350 million pounds of that process, but that didn't even touch the need we have for binder twine, so we're going to be out of that. And in baling wire, well, there's enough baling wire to repair my car with.
All right, 2 minutes before 7, Sister Janet Mead wraps it up with the Lord's Prayer this morning.
In heaven.
Jay, I'm sorry, but we're out of time.
Well, thank you all for helping me do the chores out here at the Red Barn this morning. This is Jay Gould now speaking for myself and my sidekick, Bob Seaver, wishing for you bushels of luck for a day, acres of good health from the good soil up, and a world of understanding from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, Westinghouse WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
It's 42 degrees in Fort Wayne at 7 o'clock. In Ohio and Michigan, it's 8 o'clock. This is Jay Johnson. Standard Oil and your local Standard Oil dealers and agents invite you to listen as Standard brings you the news. In the headlines, the primary is just about over and counted.